Forward to the game. Put a lot of work in this week. Got another day or so to put some more in, some film work, and just getting polished up on the game plan. But besides that, I think we're ready and look forward to the opportunity.
Different Philadelphia team. I mean, what advantage do you guys have having seen them already?
I think there's some, but I think both teams are extremely different, mainly due to injury. But it's good to have a feel for at least the stadium there, the fans, the atmosphere we'll be going into. And then, obviously, playing against some of the guys, you have a feel for what they do and have experienced at least once.
Philly fans kind of have a bad rep of being rough on players. How are they
week one? They're fine. I think it's kind of fun listening to everything people think of to say. But I don't know. There was an egg thrown at the bus one time when we were driving in, so we'll see what happens this time.
And what comments did you hear from them?
Nothing much. They're mainly before pregame, they just give some guys hard times about maybe where they went to school or something like that. So it's nothing harsh, just, you know, all good fun.
They're kind of banged up in the secondary. They've lost some guys. Is that something you guys feel like, you know, you need to take advantage of going downfield?
Not necessarily. I think we like our advantages going into almost every game, especially when we get our fourth and fifth receivers out there. But due to injuries, they do have their backups on, and hopefully we can take advantage of it. And if that opportunity comes up, we need to.
Any superstitions lead up to the week? Coach McCarthy said he didn't have any, but he used to say prep talk from the week one.
No. It's another game. It is playoffs, but it's another game. You can't obviously change anything you're doing. We haven't changed our schedule here. We're still leaving the same time, everything. So I think staying your routine. If you have rituals or whatever you do before a game, do it again. If not, don't make anything up just because it's playoff.
Do you have any personal rituals?
No. Just get dressed and go play.
Coach talked about, you know, not believing the hype. Are you guys aware when people are, you know, picking you to pull the upset?
I think so. I mean, at least I am as a sports fan. I watch ESPN and you hear him talk about it. But you can't believe the hype. I mean, 1 week, it's the way it works in any sport. 1 week they're on you, then if you lose, the next week you're the worst team. So you just got to, you know, we know what we can do, and we just got to go perform.
You guys are messing around with Clay because you guys would be playing against Michael Vick.
I think it's been said. I don't know if anyone has, you know, gave him a hard time about it, but so I think Philadelphia can thank us. No, it's just ironic. I mean, with what happened there with Cobb, and I mean, who knows? I think Cobb's a good quarterback as well, so they still could be in the same situation, but they are a different team with Vic instead of Cobb. So it's ironic that something like that happened, and now we face him again.
What's been the biggest challenge this week?
Nothing really. I mean, like I said, it's been a normal week, just getting the film study. I think people put in more time, obviously, and if there is some distractions, trying to limit them. But for me, it's been a normal road game. Don't have anyone going to the game, so I don't have to worry about tickets or anything, and just put in my time and work into the game plan and film, and pretty much kept a normal schedule.